see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of the show. Welcome back. Everybody gets a chance, an opportunity, if you would, for me, just to kind of see today. If you would visit TalkStream Live and TalkStreamLive.com. You can put up another window if you want. Two windows on your computer. And one of them, you go to TalkStream Live and look for my picture or put my name in the search bar, Thomas Gambill, G-A-M-B-I-L-L, Thomas Gambill. And then you click it. And then you hit my the green bar. And it'll pop up with a some kind of media player. Then you hit cancel. Then you go to the picture and you come to my website. Or you stay there on the green bar and you'll listen to me on a media player. Either one of them is fine, but I just want to see how many people's listening and how we move up or down or whatever. Because every time I get a click there, it moves me up in the, I guess the ratings or whatever, for all the pictures. And I want to see how many listeners are listening compared to everybody else. Let's see how we're doing today. That's what I want to check out. And actually, every time I go on. And then do it another 45 minutes to an hour after that. And I'm going to see if we're getting out. I'm just curious about that. Excuse me. today I'm going to cover what's actually making up the news. The agenda behind it all is what it is, one agenda. You see, there is one agenda, but they got multiple objectives. I want to give you the basis for it. Can you, here we go. If you're going to take a math course, you're going to be a math major in college or whatever. Can you jump just right on into calculus? No, you got to learn 2 + 2 = 4. You got to learn A equals B, B equals C. You got to learn geometry. You got to learn algebra. You got to learn the basics and know what the principles are. Then, only by knowing the principles can you understand the higher level math, which now is questionable anyway with Common Core. Common Core, and kind of a little rabbit trail here, Common Core, No Child Left Behind, are government-generated programs designed to take the education away from your children, to make it more complicated, convoluted, so you cannot continue with homeschooling. That's the bottom line, and that's a fact, let me tell you. And they wanted to outlaw homeschooling. Couldn't do it. So Bush brought in No Child Left Behind to be able to control the education. And actually, this kind of ties into what we're going to talk about today a tad bit. How they secretly, while you go to work and stay busy with everything else so you don't have to pay attention to your children and use the school as a babysitter? Yeah. While they're doing that, which is not your fault, they've got it designed that way by social engineers from a place called Tavistock. They think these things up and they orchestrate it and make it happen. They plan 40, 50 years ahead, by the way. Now, some of my broadcasts are hard for some people to take. One of the reasons it takes people out of their safe, little, comfortable world and brings reality to how this agenda is really operating. But family, you got to face it one day. You got to know where the enemy's coming from, what to pray against. Otherwise, they get you all tied up in the trees and not seeing the forest. And that's how it's going on. For example, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute. Yeah, I am. But let's take the beheading that they had in Oklahoma. Well, everybody's going to be focused on that beheading. And I do believe it happened. When I say that, of course it happened because on the news. Well, not necessarily. The news is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations, and they'll put things out to manipulate the public by generated, orchestrated drama. Then others are, in fact, happening. This is controlled through the Council of Foreign Relations, family. But I do believe this one actually happened. Now, whether it did or didn't, doesn't matter, because it's the report that counts because that manipulates the public. That's what they want now. So now people are going to be stuck on this beheading in Oklahoma throughout the United States. Where's the focus? The focus is a doggone, it's one of those Muslims again. Okay, so that's going to be the claim to it. A beheading, it's a Muslim, and next door neighbor is a Muslim. He might as well went ahead and beheaded the woman himself. You see how it works? It's to cause division among United States, besides other areas they use. So we get so tired of division, so tired of the anxiety of all this killing and all this pain and all this. They will want to come together. Well, that's a good thing, right? Yeah. Problem is to bring us to a new world order. And we'll want it to happen. That's what they're doing. But the reality behind the beheading isn't Islam. It's satanic. It is a sacrifice. Oklahoma is being focused on because it's the buckle of the Bible Belt. They had a satanic black mass was supposed to take place in Oklahoma. They only got about half of what they expected. There's a prayer vigil against them. Last year, back in May, they had a one weekend, first largest gay march in Oklahoma. And then they had, I think, in one of the high schools, a young boy threatened the high school about, I think it was the Ten Commandments to take him down or something he threatened infringed upon his civil rights. It was a religious issue. And so the school board actually adhered to his threat and did what he wanted. I forgot what it was exactly. It was either takedown, it was something about prayer, or it was a Ten Commandments or something. I forgot what it was. It was on a Friday or Saturday. ACLU was on his side, NAACP. And then that weekend they had a gay march, and then they had an F5 tornado. It just tore things up worse than Hiroshima. They're focusing on Oklahoma. They had focused on Florida. Just right before Oklahoma, about 2-3 months earlier, they lost the ACLU lost, taking down the Ten Commandments in some places in Florida. So the following month, they focused on Oklahoma. They succeeded. Family, there's supernatural events going on that's being masked as other issues. There's a massive number of suicides, not only in the military, but also citizens that are being classified as accidents. They're trying to hide it. This is supernatural. It is satanic sacrifices. Your government, your Masonic leaders, your political leaders, your military commanders at the highest level, and in Europe as well, are involved in satanic worship. It's a fact, family. It's a fact. Masked as other issues. You know, I do take a chance when I tell people these things for people thinking, this guy's crazy, but I can provide evidence. I can show you. You see? And I have no problem telling you because you got to know what's going on. Your Council on Foreign Relations is briefed by the Joint Chief of Staff. The Council of Foreign Relations, proven, is the Illuminati in the United States. And they are beyond evil. That's a fact. Now, I'm no conservative. I'm no liberal. I'm none of those. I don't believe in all that nonsense, political issues and parties and all that stuff. That's to divide you. Because the conservatives and the liberals at the highest level work together in a partnership that you don't know about. Yeah, it's another fact. It's based on satanic worship. It's based on the New World Order, the Illuminati, Knights of Malta, Freemasonry. Now you get somewhere. That's the enemy in and of themselves. And the Freemasons, they don't know that. But the Shriners and high-level Knights of Malta, they do. And they're good liars. They're psychotic liars. And you have 4-star generals. You have admirals. You have former presidents, current presidents. You got legislators, CEOs, scientists that wear the robes, say the invocations, murder people, children, in a satanic sacrifice. Now, that's the truth. If you knew the evil within, and this is every government, it's not, I'm just anti-American, no. It's not about anti-American, pro-American, none of that stuff. This is worldwide. Chatham House, Queen Elizabeth, and your legislators there, their military commanders, their CEOs, in every country, are part of this Luciferian satanic agenda. What guides them is humanism. And boy, it's taken them a big step forward here in the past 6 months, definitely in the past 3 months. This is what I expose. This is not something to play with. This is not some little discussion you get in political science and all that silly nonsense. Family, this is real. Okay? This isn't a playtime. This isn't, oh, that was interesting. Well, let's get back to what are you going to do this weekend? I don't know. This is going to change your life with disclosure. Coming is going to change your life forever when it happens. What they're up to, they're going to wait till everything's in place, and then they're going to launch it on you in one day. In the meantime, they're going to have you all busy with your Tea Party meetings, your Oath Keepers meetings, and all the rah, 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 and with flag waving and all that stuff going on. They're going to hit you with a couple things here and there to keep you all busy, tied up. The leader of the Oath Keepers is a traitor. General Boykin is a Knight of Malta. He's a traitor. Rick Joyner is a liar. These men pretending to be Christian are not remotely Christian. By their own words of their blood sacrifice, the blood oath that they take for these secret societies identifies them. Wesley Clark is another one, Rhodes Scholar. Naomi Wolf. Clinton is a Rhodes Scholar. They take a blood oath against you and for themselves. Jimmy Carter, every doggone one of them are Luciferians. Fact. Family, wake up. Jesus Christ is the only true truth. The only truth you're going to get is Jesus Christ. It's not some religious leader, pastor, minister, evangelist, or pope. It's Jesus. That's it. End of story. And the only true word of God with evidence, doggone it, evidence, is the King James Bible by itself, no other. There are no others. And they're promoting this trash called the NIV Bible, New American Standard Bible, your Book of Your Ranch, Jerusalem Bible, all this junk, Young's Literal Translation. Just name them off. They all come from one source. A corrupted source of origin, a Greek philosopher. In Alexandria, Egypt, in the 4th century, 3rd and 4th century. All Bibles come from that source. King James comes from a single source, all by itself. So-called scholars don't tell you that, because they're Calvinist, and they are, you ready? Humanist. Confirmed in every college, every university. And ever since 1908, every American public school is, in fact, by quotes, evidence, names, dates, I can give them to you. Every public school is a school of humanism. All of them. Bar none. This is why you get so much of this mess coming out of the high schools. They're controlled through secret societies. Even right down to Podunk, Tennessee, or Oklahoma or North Carolina, don't matter how small your school is, they're under control by Freemasonry and the satanic leaderships that pretend like they're not, and they're liars. I'm not general on my broadcast, but I can provide evidence. That's the difference. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And we'll talk about some of the news that's going on and show you what's behind it, and then we'll get back to humanism in more detail. Lord, we thank you today, Father, in this broadcast Bible study. Father, we appreciate, thank you for the effort. Thank you for the blessings we have, Father, of our opportunity you've given us. Lord, we pray for our brethren. We pray for those, Father, that don't know, for us to be opened. Lord, that you give him wisdom and discernment for all of us, that we can see through the deception. Lord, we pray for our families around us, and Father, for it to reach out to all. Lord, that your truth will be spread from one to the other. And Father, with wisdom and discernment, you open up our eyes and guide us in the right path. And protect us, Lord, with the blood of Jesus. As we do our studies, we follow through with your divine appointments. And Father, together, the truth that we can witness to others about the love of Jesus. Father, give us that courage to stand up when the times get bad here. And when the day of the Lord happens, Lord, that you get us through, give us the words to speak and the courage to announce the gospel. We pray for our veterans. We pray for those citizens that are seeking out suicide as an answer, that, Lord, you'll find divine appointments to guide them away from these thoughts. Father, protect the children that don't know. And, Father, guide them away and protect their bodies from the psychotropic drugs that's been shoved in them. Lord, we know it's bad. And, Father, to educate, to set up divine appointments and educate the parents about the use of these pharmacies, the use of the pills and use of the, and the lies about the ADHD and all these ways and the sterilization projects they have. Lord, many don't even have a clue, have no idea. Lord, to bring the awareness to their hearts, to their minds, and protect them. Lord, we pray against these sacrifices that's coming up. Father, we call upon you to find a way to release those children, Father, being used as sacrifices and used as other means in the satanic worship that's coming. And to find ways to let them escape, Lord, to make it happen. But, Father, to guide us in your word and give us the words to speak in the times we've got to speak it, to witness to others about the coming in times, to cut through the deception. And give courage to those preachers, those ministers, rabbis, and priests to break away from their control, the 501c3 controls, and have the courage to speak out against what's controlling them. And to speak the true word of God, to bring people to repentance. These things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. From what guides this entire agenda, the news, everything, is based on humanism and their secret agenda. All through your life is what it involves in, and people don't know. Do y'all notice that when Pelosi and the president and all these others in Congress start to speak and they have everybody sitting around and you've always got the vice president or 10-buck, 2-Elmer Fudd behind them and who cares, whoever it is. They're all standing behind with a fig leaf position and their faces are stoic. Like they're mannequins or mimes on the side of the road or in a party or in some park. They just stand there. You wonder, are they real or just mannequins with makeup on? Well, they don't let any emotion out because they want anybody to see or read their body language. Totally deceptive. Any slight move. Giving you another example around the internet. You'll have something like when Obama was talking to, I think it was Putin at one time. They thought they had a hot mic, or he's talking to one of the Russian leaders. I forgot who it was. That, wait till I become president. And you heard it. It was like a hot mic left open, and then it hit the internet. Man, there's no hot mic left open. That was designed and created so you'd hear it. And then there's conspiracy theorists, of which I'm one, but I believe in conspiracy fact, can run wild with it. You know, because they want you to know. They don't have no hot mic open that they forgot about. Come on now, y'all. They know what they're doing. Their orchestrations makes Hollywood look like a Sunday school picnic. It's all orchestrated. There's no mistakes. And unfortunately, the system isn't broken. The system's working fine for them. the system's working exactly how they like it. Until God steps in and thwarts another one of their attempts at a world dictatorship. And a dictatorship in America. And I've already covered six of them. With quotes, with their actual testimony on several of my shows. Slam dunk. Only thing that makes them fail is God. Since 1933. Actual testimony I've played many times. And when God allows it, it's going to take place. But not until then. In the meantime, what they're trying to do to you is keep you afraid. Keep you nervous. Keep you upset. And keep you looking at the trees and not the forest. All this fear-mongering. You know, and misdirection on many shows, much TV. That's how they do it. Now, I'm going to go over the news and show you how these humanists are pushing this together. Now, remember, I told y'all that, and this again, the takedown of America began actively in 1945. Tavistock put the plan together, the social engineers. The politicians on both sides of the ocean went to work, planning 40, 50 years ahead. You understand this? And one of the plans was to, and it's very well summarized by Brock Chisholm, director of United Nations World Health Organization, was heavily involved in this New World Order and dismantling the family, the patriotism, individual liberty had to be dismantled beginning in 1945. Okay. Now, regular listeners, you've heard me say this before, but I'm also kind of breaking it down for new listeners, but so it don't become too redundant for my regular listeners. Brock Chisholm has a very nicely summarized quote that he gave out. He's a Unitarian, of course. He's a Canadian. Director of United Nations World Health Organization in 1948 to 1953. And his summation is in this paragraph in this statement, this quote, begin quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas." So now they got to remove individual thinking. Now they're going to bring technology to cause you to think the way they want you to by their microchips. Now, I've proven this many times. They want to get rid of your loyalty to family. That's part of the humanist agenda, to destroy the family that God set up to prevent anarchy, to adhere to certain laws and rules, render to God, which is God, unto Caesar, that which is Caesar. And when it goes against God, you don't do it. When Caesar says do it, the country says do it, and it goes against God's teaching, God's laws, no, I'm not going to do it. But if it's along with God's laws and the government says do it, well, yeah, do it. When it goes against God, no, I'm not going to. You see, God is priority over the country. Family and everything else, God is. Well, the Humanist Manifesto, what they drive in their adherents and their followers, quote, they believe that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. And they claim that only they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. So you can't have separate divisions of countries and all that. Well, Jesus is not going to let it happen either. When he comes, he'll be benevolent leading. You'll have a new world order, but you'll have a millennial reign of 1,000 years under his control. But before that is Satan and those who will follow him. So they must get rid of sovereignty of a country. They must get rid of loyalty to family, tradition. So that's where your same-sex marriage, your transgender, all this sort of thing is coming into play under objectives and so forth, you see. It's a little complicated, but this is what they're doing with councils, committees, design through Tavistock. Now, how are they doing it exactly? Well, watch this. Well, just recently, remember they got to get rid of sovereignty. And so in every school, they'll hit a certain school, then they'll take that school and they'll have an incident and they'll plaster that incident all over the United States. So if I'm in Utah, I'm in Nevada, I'm in wherever, I'll read about an incident that happened in Buford, South Carolina. Or I'll read about an incident that happened in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Or I'll read about something in Ohio. Everybody will read about it. So then it will become common knowledge in the United States. It will be a teaching point, a brainwashing maneuver, and then there'll be other schools to follow up with it. You understand how that works? Because your media is perfectly controlled through the Council of Foreign Relations. Since when? Since 1915. J.P. Morgan bought out 25 major newspapers according to congressional records. And then when CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, was formed in 1921, that control passed on to Rockefeller, who then controlled it through the Council of Foreign Relations from then on. All media. Everything. And they assign editors to do what they tell them to do. You got it now? All right. So you had happen in yesterday, 25th of September. The article was, Buford County student said he was disciplined for setting out on a pledge of allegiance, on the pledge. So they're getting, you know, you've got your Southern going on thing, you know, Southern patriots and all that sort of thing. And they all stand up, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. They forget to add the incorporated part. Anyway, and that's normal. We've been doing it since 1950. When I was in school, 1960, the thing to do if you're July the 4th, you go to Golden Corral, everybody takes a minute there and you say the Pledge of Allegiance. If you don't, they're going to hammer you and throw you in the stove and oven. You know what I'm talking about? All right. It's that thing. You're unpatriotic. You're unpatriotic if you don't do that. Okay. Well, they got something for everything. If you don't like homosexuals, you're homophobic. You see what they do? Are you homophobic? Well, no. That's what they want. If you don't like Jews, you're anti-Semitic. We have an anti-Semitic here. You know that Zionist movement was created by the Vatican, the church, to liquidate Jewish wealth? Theodore Herzl confirms this in his diary. That's why they created Zionism. Yeah. To isolate, identify, find out, and liquidate the wealth of the Jews by using the anti-Semite would be best friends. That was Zionism was created. That's why the Muslim Brotherhood was also created by the Vatican in 1920s by Albani. Albani was Egyptian Freemason. Yeah. So they use Muslim Brotherhood to infect and isolate Islam. They use Zionism to seek out the bloodline of 144,000 Hebrew Jews. They want to find them so bad they can't stand it and extinguish their bloodline. You understand? Of the real Hebrew Jews. Not the fake ones they got in Israel today, but the real Hebrew Jews that they're so afraid of. They can't find them. God won't let them. You see, until it's too late. And that's when the 144,000 will come out of nowhere and start evangelizing. They'll never stop it. See, the Rothschilds created the Red Cross. You think that Red Cross goes to help people? Heck no. They want that blood. Many nefarious reasons for it. Oh, they use it for good on occasion. It's a cover up over. They want to find that bloodline of who the Jews are and who ain't. The real bloodline. Oh, I know Jews and Gentiles are grafted together through Jesus and all that, but I'm talking about the DNA. And also, they have another use for the blood. We're not going into that right now. So, to control people, they come up with these labels. to destroy the family, they got to have the build up the homosexual community. Homosexuals don't know they're being used as pawns. So they come up with the word homophobic. And then to affect legislation, control, they create an anti-Semitic movement. Where they come up with anti-Semitism. That's in Theodore Herzl's diary. And then to further exacerbate the situation, they turn around and they call it racism on both sides. Then you assign labels. Hey, cracker. Hey, you cracker, Mo. Get over here, Mo. What are you doing here? And then they got the other. I'm not even going to say the word with the N. I-G. I hate that word with a passion. I'm not going to say it. The obnoxious word they use for black folks. I hate that word, but I'm not going to say it even, but you know what I mean. They say, hey, you down there, y'all, what you doing down here, boy? You ain't supposed to, you see? And it gets everybody apart and separate, and that's what they're trying to do. So that when the time comes, they bring us together under a new world order. But it's also to cause division. At dissension, rebellion, you have control. So they come up with these labels. You see? Hey, Oreo. You see all these labels? And then the military, I was in the Marine Corps for 12 years, and you establish a label for the enemy so you won't be personal with him. You call him a gook so you can kill him. You don't have his name. You don't know his name. You just call him a darn gook and kill him. Or a raghead, kill him. That's how they do it. Dehumanize the other human so you can do what you got to do. Or either racially or politically or violence or whatever. You dehumanize your victim. That's by design. This is not just emotional response. This is affected. So they come up with these words. Then they put it out through the secret societies to use them. And everybody else is just using them, not knowing they're being manipulated. Okay. So this kid now in Beaufort County refuses to say the Pledge of Allegiance. In Beaufort, South Carolina. A Beaufort County student who refuses to say the Pledge of Allegiance with his classmates every day says he's being denied his constitutional right to opt out. You ready for this? Y'all sitting down? The next paragraph says, oh, it's classic. The American Humanist Association. Yeah. The American Humanist Association Legal Center agrees. Family, it's going to be the ACLU, the American Humanist AHA, the American Humanist Association, ACLU, ADL, you name it, whatever it is, they got a movement for it to galvanize their adherents. They don't even know it. Tea Party, your patriot flag wavers. You go to your little meetings at your Golden Corral or whatever. Your leaders are taking down your names, phone numbers, send you stuff. They're sending it to the FBI and CIA. Keep track of you. They work for them because they're secret society members. They don't work for you. You can have all the barbecues in the world with them. They don't care. It's to divide us again. You're special. We want you to work for us like a secret agent. You see? Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. We're looking for, you ready for the next label? Any un-Americans. Yeah. But don't tell nobody now, you hear? That's how they pull people in. Un-American activities. I used to train law enforcement officers, and I used to train instructors. I trained anti-terrorists overseas and what have you. And when I was training over here in America, cops, I trained cops for a long time, contracting work. And federal armed officers of facilities like Department of Energy and Department of State, World Trade Center back in the 90s, I trained the armed guards there, an extensive program we had. Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, Congo. I know how they're trained. I design programs from nothing. Okay, all that being said, the student's going to do how he's taught. And what they're doing now is they've got cops that are former felons. You have ADL telling the cops to be despotic. All they got to do is find a couple of instances where they beat up somebody or kill somebody in a, by design to make sure it spread out all over the United States. The cops murdered this guy that has unarmed and all that. It is part of the communist agenda to provide fear in the population and disrespect, not to see Mr. Officer Friendly, but see the officers, all of them, as enemy. That will cause you to want to have an American police force and at the same time to have fear. That's what it's designed for. So this little incident in Beaufort, South Carolina, is going to lay the stage, the groundwork, for others to occur and happen. This Washington-based D.C. group says it works to create a society where, quote, being good without God is both accepted and respected according to its websites. The student, a ninth grader at the District Right Choices Alternative School, says he's an atheist and as such opposes the phrase under God in the pledge. He is well-schooled, let me tell you. No pun intended. Well-schooled in what he had to do. Now, that happened just recently, right? Well, let me show you how these suckers work. Because these suckers here, going back to Oklahoma, imagine that. Past few days ago, you had a couple of hundred of students that marched against the school system in Oklahoma just recently because a conservative group was coming into the school to teach them about patriotism and conservative ideas. Just out of nowhere, you know, out of nowhere. So then they formed up a couple of hundred students to march against it. And they boycotted the school. It's just past this past week. All at once, it's all the same. You see how it works? To fulfill the humanist agenda. What they're doing is testing to see where we are, to see if that generation will last out, if that generation will work. It's in Colorado. Sorry. My mistake. Colorado. Recently in Colorado. I made an error. Sorry. That they had that march of a couple hundred students. So what they did was, they formed them up. The conservative group. Y'all ready to go do it? Yeah, we are. Okay, you all over here. You got the students all prepared? Yep, they're trained. They got the... Okay. Now, when you all go into school, we want your group to then... It's all orchestrated, family. It's not spontaneous. It's all designed. So now you're going to read about it, not only in Colorado on the west side, you're going to read about it also. It's about a conservative curriculum. All of a sudden, and we've always had a conservative curriculum, have we not? It's called American history. Duh. You know, now it's a deal. You see? Oh, this is so Hollywood. So they got it on the west side, and they got it on the east side. Yep, Denver, Colorado. You know, I had this in front of me all along. Anyway, Denver, Colorado. Imagine that. History of hundreds of Colorado students protest history curriculum changes that would promote patriotism. Unquote. I didn't just say that. That's the article title. September 24th. Hundreds of Colorado students protest history curriculum and the changes that would promote patriotism. Oh, man. This is so ridiculous. Now, what does it say here about Brock Chisholm? He said, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. It is so canned, and these teachers are falling right in line with it. Jan Blitz, a globalist publication on this world, she praised the UN Convention in the winter of 1984. Now, the title of the article was, What's Wrong with Children's Rights? See how they do these things? An excerpt of it is as follows, and I quote, The traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, shame, and breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them into artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings, unquote. Jan Blitz, 1984. Yeah, man. We all just sitting by and letting it happen anyway. You know, by saying a word about Jan Blitz saying that. So you'll understand then when, let's say 10 years before that. So it continues. This 10 years before that comment was made, Dr. Chester Pierce said in front of 2,000 teachers in 1973, almost 9 years before that, he said in front of 2,000 teachers in a conference with a microphone, he said, and I quote, every child in America entering the school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. How's that happen? Anyway, because he comes to school with allegiances toward our elected officials, toward our founding fathers, oop, there is your patriotism, toward our institutions, certainly this is toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international child of the future. Man, they got courses about globalism. Humanism is all affecting your lives. As we speak. So, he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers. There's a patriotism. Here we go with that kid. I'm not going to say the allegiance to the flag. Here's the hundreds of kids. They don't care about that. Just take the classes, take courses, like we've been doing for over 100-some years or whatever. Get your A, B, or C, and then go home. What about yourself? No, they're marching as if they care because they're told to be there. This is what I'm talking about. It's canned. It's orchestrated with a group higher than they are. So you got the hundreds of kids in Colorado. You got the kid there in Buford that's supporting the plan that Dr. Pierce is talking about toward his parents. How dare they? How dare a kid have obedience to his parents, right? How dare you? You got to think on your own, kid. Get away from the parent. Yeah, you see what I mean. Loyalty to family tradition. How they do this, and we fall in line with their training, with their plan. And don't say a word. Toward a belief in the supernatural being. This is breakup of the religion. Breakup of, well, I got a problem with religion anyway. Jesus Christ is not about religion. But the fact is, it has set a basis in our country, our history. Now they got to take it down, as planned, to make them available for the New World Order. Here again is a patriotism toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. There's a patriotism again. See, it all matches of the humanist agenda right in your face. In Colorado and Buford, South Carolina. is taking place right now. It is current news. Those kids are out there, have no idea what they're doing. They think it's cute. And the parents that are, is a Generation X or whatever the dick it is, Dickens it is, say, oh, that's cute. They don't realize what's really behind it, though. That's my point. There's a much bigger agenda going on here that people don't realize. Of manipulation control. An atheist group attempting a Hail Mary pass at football teams. Why would school officials condone sexual assault on students? Man, it is bang, 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 bang. Left and right. One thing after another, and it's all controlled and organized. Now, wow, man, they have really picked up the steam, don't you think? But this thing about Beaufort County, it's a little county, man, in South Carolina. But that hit the main stage. That hit the main news in the South. You can read about it. See how they work? On the west side and the east side. That's your west side story, east side story. Then you have a picture of a cop on top of a woman beating the dickens out of her, and she wins a $1.5 million lawsuit. Now, cops aren't trained to do that. This cop did it. And if it wasn't portrayed and played out, and she gets paid at, you know, for acting out well, or he really did it. Doesn't matter. It's the effect of the article and that the report that she won a lawsuit. All this is orchestrated, family. Every bit of it's orchestrated. Now, y'all remember Jimmy the Peanut Farmer Carter? Big old smile. And Bubba Lou Beer. Or whatever. Jimmy the Peanut Farmer Carter. Former president. Christian, of course. No, he's not a Christian at all. He's a Luciferian. Global 2000 depopulation plan, Jimmy Carter. To continue the depopulation plan that Kissinger and Haig set up in 1973. It's really orchestrated murder, is what it is. I never was good at being politically correct. Well, Jimmy Carter's a part of this murder of depopulation of human beings in the United States by Global 2000 in all kinds of ways to kill you off. Because they're Luciferians. All right. Well, Jimmy the Peanut Farmer Carter, he's a Christian, right? Well, yeah. Jimmy Carter, commie, and one of the most toxic, destructive globalist presidents, Hail Mary. You see, former, that's another article, by the way, former article, former President Jimmy Carter on gay rights, quote, Jesus Christ never discriminated against anyone. I'm not sure which Bible he uses, but adultery, lying, cheating, murder, homosexuality is all sins in God's eyes, according to the Bible. I'm not sure what Bible Jimmy Carter's using, but I would say it, but probably the Humanist Manifesto. And remember what I told you a little while ago about using slang and using labels? And watch this one. Quote, a beautiful thing happened after gay couple's wedding was ruined by homophobic slurs, unquote. These are articles made national. Now, whether they had slurs and all this, that's not what I'm talking about. They can get married and do whatever they want. They're answered to God, not me. I don't care. You know, that's their business. That's between them and God, whatever. Do whatever. That's their business. What I'm talking about is the manipulation. Is the use of it to manipulate the public as a strategy is what I'm identifying here. Look at the article. I mean, the article is a teaching point. It's to brainwash you. A beautiful thing happened after the gay, you know. This is how they break up the families. It's working. It's working. The common doctrines and goals of secular humanism and Marxism and Leninism, they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. And I read you about Jan Blitz, about what marriages and families did for you. It destroys you, according to them. And God set up the family structure. The Humanist Manifesto is working. Quote, Southern Baptists kick out gay-friendly church. Man, they're hitting it all four barrels. Stephen Hawkins says there, quote, there is no God. He confirms that he's an atheist. All these are in the current. I got these all on a newsletter. This is past a couple days. Now, y'all remember when I told y'all about how they're making men women and women men. They're changing the roles around. Ruth Bader Ginsburg submitted a report about changing the roles of men and women and bringing women to frontline units and of military. Leon Panetta, about 30 years later, fulfilled that by lifting the ban on women to frontline units. It's planned out. They did it in the right time, for, according to them. Make men women, women men. Well, now they got an artificial womb. An artificial womb. How about that? Artificial womb. Making a man a woman, a woman a man. That's always been the plan. That's the Baphomet. That's why you have the breast on the Baphomet. And also looks male too. Is for the being to have both the ability as male and female characteristics. That's an abomination to God's creation. That's the big story of what's going on with your bodies. That's why they're putting certain foods where children are reaching puberty much quicker and young boys are developing breasts. It's all about changing DNA. Did you all know that? Now, notice the TV. You got women doing men things and men doing women things. The Amazon is coming back. The Amazon woman is designed this way. Well, meet the female pilot who led the airstrike on ISIS. That's another article. She leads the airstrike on ISIS. I personally don't care. But I'm telling you, this is how they're doing it. To change the roles around. That's why they got a female car driver. They got females doing mixed martial arts. They got females doing everything that men do. And it's taking away to destroy the family unit that God set up. And Lenin said, to destroy the country, you destroy the family. To destroy the family, you divide the roles up and to reverse them. That's why the Rockefellers funded the feminist movement. According to Aaron Russo. That's a fact. You see, I'm just letting you all know how this is operating right in your front doorstep. Now, I'm going to play it just so you'll hear some other voice besides mine. And I sort of go along with this interview, but Aaron Russo is the one I trust the most in this interview. But I still have to play the interview. The interviewer, I have mixed feelings about, but nevertheless, Aaron Russo is a straight shooter, or was a straight shooter. And here's, for example, hold a second. I may play that one next week. On Russo, one second here. Russo gives us the information about how they set up feminism. I've done training on that before. The true purpose of Women's Lib. Here we go.
One of the things they told me was that he, is at the house one night, and We were talking, and he started laughing. He said, Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about? And I said, I had pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote, you know? And he started to laugh. He said, you're an idiot. And I said, why am I an idiot? He said, let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all over the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, and you want to know why? He says, there were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was, we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was, now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. It breaks up the family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them. And so those are the two primary reasons for Women's Lib, which I thought up to that point was a noble thing. You know, when I saw their intentions behind it, where they were coming from when they created it, the thought of it, I saw the evil behind what I thought was a noble adventure.
Aaron, did you know that Gloria Steinem, in one of her own books, now admits the CIA funded Miss Magazine?
No, I had no idea about that. No, I never heard that.
Yeah, we're gonna
CIA funded Miss Magazine?
Funded Miss Magazine with the stated goal of taxing women and breaking up the family.
No kidding. I never heard that. Well, Nick told me. I mean, I know it, but not because I know the CIA was involved in it.
Well, Gloria Steinem was proud of it. Oh, the CIA wanted to help me help women.
No
and
kidding.
So they funded it, yeah. And of course, it's divide and conquer.
Right,
and
of course.
What they do is they focus in, obviously, on real problems. Women were getting shafted in many ways, but the elite wasn't planning to help them. They were planning to really shaft them and take men away from them. Look at what they did with black families. You only had about 10% of legitimacy 50 years ago in black communities, and now it's over 90%. And look at welfare. You were going to give you some money, but you can't have a man in the house.
Right.
And so that was further to degrade the family.
Damn.
Totally destroyed, and now illegitimacy is over 50% in the general population.
Right. Well, see, the whole thing is these people control the money, so they make all the rules, you understand? And they put whatever rules they want into effect.
Okay, the point there was that the feminist movement, as I've got tons of evidence, other than just that quick shot there of what Aaron Russo said, that the feminist movement was specifically, and linked up to Edward Bernays, was specifically designed to pull women away from the family and to cause a separation so the family would not function as it's supposed to function. And then lead men away by lust and jobs and other activities so they can't take care of the home like it's supposed to be doing. That's how it really works. And it's planned out by a group called Tavistock in London. They're social engineers, experts, psychologists, and scientists that design these programs, planning 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, 100 years ahead. You see what I'm saying? This is how it really works. It's genius how they do it. Now, they don't win because Jesus Christ is coming back. But the bottom line is, David Spangler said it, who's director of Planetary Initiative in the United Nations. He said, and I quote, "No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer, and no one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation." And that's when you get the mark of the beast put on you. The tattoo, the digital tattoo. So what about these hundreds of kids in Colorado and Denver? If the parents knew this, they'd say, no, you come back. No, you go, but you get your little butt back to school. And now you get off the street, get your little homesick butt back into class. And you tell me who formed this thing up. Well, that man over there did. Okay, I'm going up to that man. I said, look here, sucker. I'll give you two steps to the other side before I lit into you. Now you leave my kids alone. Now you move on. You see, the parents don't know what's going on. They don't understand what's happening. Why should I care? Because it's leading to their own destruction is why. And they don't know it. They don't realize it. George Orwell said, ironically enough, in 1984, football, beer, and above all gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. I don't like being manipulated and pushed around. I don't like seeing other people that have done the same way. If this was all just reactionary, well, this way it goes. But this is not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's orchestrated, planned by high-level engineers and Luciferians to destroy you, your family, and everything you believe in and love, and to take you away from eternal life. And that makes me mad. And people ain't seeing it, darn it. And these Freemasons, man, what is wrong with you people? You should know that taking a blood oath is against God. All the good deeds that you're doing counts zero. Counts nothing. It counts against you. God sees through all that frivolous good deeds because you've taken a blood oath against him. You've taken a blood oath to lie, cheat, steal, murder, and whatever else. Fact. And you're lying to your own brothers in the Blue Lodge. And that's confirmed by Albert Pike. Your own people are lying to you. There's got to be something wrong with that. How come people can't figure it out? Is it maybe because they're mass medicated? And I'm not being light on it because I talked about that yesterday. Exactly that point. And in fact, they are mass medicated. You understand how evil this is? They bring fluorine in the water in 1900 AD. Then later on, they design aluminum pots, pans, and whatever, nationwide, because they know the combination of the fluorine in the water and the combination by elements of the aluminum pots causes a disease. I talked about that yesterday. I got the evidence, names, studies. Oh, man, what's it going to take? I'm on the air. Okay, listen. Somebody out there has got to do something. I'm just a little guy here in a little old town. I know what the dickens is going on. I'm hoping that somebody out there that's got enough courage and the pull and whatever in the Freemason or Knights of Malta to get some kind of courage, renounce your blood oath, and do something about it. I don't mean stopping it because you're not ever going to stop it because the tribulations are going to come. God will have judgment upon those that turned away from him. That's a given. We're talking here about witness to others and giving others opportunity to take Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's what I'm talking about. Because there's going to come a time when it's going to end. And there will be no more calls. You know, when the ticket's all sold out. And when's that? When God says enough's enough, and here comes the tribulations. And then the reprobate minds have been set up. Now you got a problem. When I was a kid, when I was a child, like 2, 3, 4 years old, I remember, boy do I ever, this is kind of personal, but I don't know what else to say. I remember when I was about 3 years old or 4, I had these dadgum cotton picking boils on my body in places I didn't like where they were. You understand? And I remember having to have them opened up and cut and all kinds of mess, had them all over. Well, I found out recently why. I know why now. It's because of the fluorine in the aluminum pots. Because that's exactly what I discovered yesterday. This wasn't accidental. They did it to a nation. They confirmed. Look it up right now. Look it up right now if you want. The CDC confirms that between 30 and 90 million Americans born in 1952 to 54 received the polio vaccines as a baby, had the cancer viruses put in the polio vaccine by design, wasn't accidental. And that's where they got the cancer from. Agent Orange was purposely used in Vietnam for one purpose, and that was to give the Vietnam vets that received it in the concentration cancer. That was the purpose of it. The lie was it's defoliage. That's a lie. The purpose of it solely was to give cancer, because cancer is a man-made virus. So is HIV. The virus there is man-made. Fort Detrick, Maryland. 1978 to 1979 time frame. So chronic ailments, the chronic fluorine poisoning, resulted from pins and needles feeling in your toes and fingers, numb. Do you suffer from boils? He spots seat bumps and rashes. They tell you what it is. They did this on purpose. Now, they stopped with the aluminum pots and pans, and they come out with the bottled water. They just replaced it, and look it up now, with aluminum oxide sprayed in the atmosphere through the chemtrails, and replaced the cocaine and the Coca-Cola. From 1865 to 1970s, they took the cocaine out of Coca-Cola, and they came up with energy drinks. They're just replacing it with more technology. Family's why you pray. This is what's going on today. And they're under a blood oath. The Freemasons are under a blood oath because they believe they're going to be the saints of the next New World Order. That they're being Freemasons is a ticket to their heaven. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not going to happen. Quote, Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma. 19th degree Grand Pontiff says, and I quote, on page 321 of the Morals and Dogma, Ancient Accepted Scottish Rite Freemasonry. Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, the son of the morning, is it he who bears the light and with his splendors intolerable, blinds feeble, sensual, and selfish souls? Doubt it not. That's the god of Freemasonry. Albert Pike, 1871, Morals and Dogma. Quote, the blue degrees, which is the first 3 degrees of the 32, are but the outer court or portico of the temple. Part of the symbols are displayed there to the initiate, but he is intentionally misled by false interpretations. It is not intended that he shall understand them, but it is intended he shall imagine that he shall understand them. Their true explication is reserved for the adepts, the princes of masonry. Now, I don't like getting lied to. And I wouldn't belong to an organization that lies to me on purpose. I don't like that idea. You see? So how come you all do? The greater good? The greater good to take you away from your families? I don't think so. There's no secret that you should keep from your wife. I can't live back the past that I had. I would do much differently if I knew what I knew now. You know, I failed as a husband more than once. have always been sorry for that, but I ask God for forgiveness for me doing that so I can testify to what involves. And it's no good. Because one lie begets another and begets another, and you don't know the truth from anything. It's not worth it. And that's how it works. It's about time that people came back to the reality of what's going on today. Get out of the Freemasons. And I was never a Freemason. Mine was just me. Here's a Freemason.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
Am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Now, see the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the internet.
Oh,
amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're,
hey, what
you're
about
confirming
those hospitals?
You know what, sir? Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said it?
In Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
So you're a Christian and you don't know that. Actually.
No, I really am.
You are.
Because I'm pure and virtuous.
You're pure and virtuous. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're perfect without Jesus, right?
No.
Okay, tell me about Jesus. Who is Jesus?
He's my leader.
Is he the Son of God?
Yes, he is.
Is he the only worshipful master?
Yes.
Have you ever been called worshipful master?
No, because I've just been too busy. I've been working.
Working.
Been working to help people.
What
like
kind
you.
Of work?
Okay. Get out of here.
See, this is what a Mason confesses, is that Lucifer is light. You heard it?
I'm not hitting on the Masons. I'm trying to let them know that you're the foot soldiers for the Illuminati. Freemasonry and the Illuminati married in a formal ceremony together in July of 1782 at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad. They've been together ever since. Except a lot of the low-level Freemasons, they don't know this. This is the point. You're the foot soldiers for everything we're talking about today. That's how they get their plan orchestrated. You see the impact? Now, let's talk about some details. I collect the articles in this newsletter type thing I do that goes along with the agenda of the Illuminati. Right now they're trying to degrade religion, which I understand because Jesus is not about religion. But everybody's been based up on religion. That's your background. So now they got to destroy it. Quote, article, if Jesus never existed, religion may be fiction. See, they're the ones releasing that Christmas is pagan. They want you to know that now. They're the ones telling you that Easter is pagan. They want you to know that now. And as soon as you trivialize all the traditions we've held all along, which they are pagan, by the way, they want you to know that is going to do what to religion and Christianity? It's going to crash it. And that's exactly what the Vatican wants to do to bring itself to the New World Order. Now, to confirm it, look up Teilhard de Chardin, T-E-I-L-H-A-R-D, space, little d-e, space, C-H-A-R-D-I-N. He's a Jesuit priest. Yeah. The father of the New Age movement. The mother was Helena Blavatsky. You know Helena Blavatsky, right? Back in the 19th century. First phase of the New Age movement. Jordan Maxwell falls all over himself when he talks about her. So does his initiate, Ike. David Icke? Yeah, him too. He's the initiate choir boy for Jordan Maxwell. New Agers. Yeah, buddy. Now you see where they get the reptilian stuff going on. Well, looky here. Article. A teenage worker, forced to wear homophobic slur on name tag at popular taco chain. Yeah, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But they want you to know it. They want International Rights of the Child to be notified. They want you to know that's a homophobic slur. How terrible that is. It is terrible. Is it terrible? Yes, it's terrible. You all got to stop that and accept homosexuality so we can destroy the family. You see how it works? They are picking up steam. And in Belgrade is now going to host the first gay pride parade since 2010. So, America, you're not the only one. Am I banging on homosexuals? No. Adulterers, liars, cheaters, etc. But I'm telling you their technique. I'm telling you what they're doing to manipulate the public. I'm not taking a stand on either. I can't judge these people. I can tell them if they don't repent, they're going to hell. That's not a problem. If I don't repent of any lies I've told or adultery I committed or anything, I'm going to hell if I don't repent of it. You see? Not just homosexuality. God's watching us, man. He's trying to tell us what to do in the King James Bible. This is what I'm trying to get across. Article, men are redundant. Now we don't need women either. Artificial womb. I was going through some study of the Illuminati and their witchcraft and junk, but it's real. And I have identified a year that's significant. Now watch this. Quote, from their textbook, Signs of Christ by Hal Balazs, is a textbook of the Illuminati. 1977. Harold Balazs, Signs of Christ, is a textbook. I found out. It says, and I quote, thus a great and new movement is proceeding and tremendously increased interplay and interaction is taking place. This will go on until A.D. 2025. And during the years intervening between now, 1977, and then, very great changes will be seen taking place at the great assembly of the hierarchy. That is the fallen angels family, the great white brotherhood. You know, the ones that's going to kill the Freemasons when they're done. I never was good at being politically correct, but that's a fact. And at the great assembly of the hierarchy, this is a hierarchy over the royal families, over the Vatican, who they work for, is the hierarchy. Held as usual every century, in 2025, the date of all probability will be set for the first stage of the externalization of the hierarchy, and the present cycle from now until that date is called technically the stage of the forerunner. It is preparatory in nature, testing in its methods, and intended to be revelatory, to reveal their new knowledge or whatever, its techniques and results. You can see, therefore, the Chohans and masters, initiates, world disciples and aspirants affiliated with the hierarchy, are all at the same time passing through a cycle of great activity and blah, blah, blah. And they're talking about, okay, now watch this. What year did I say? 2025. That year will start popping up in a lot of places by the year 2025. That's their planning. God's got other plans, but this is their plans. Okay, that being said, I found this. And it's not the only thing I found in accordance with this date. Is artificial wombs is a sexless reproduction society in our future. This goes back to November 13th, 2012. A sexless reproduction. Family, that's the bafflement. How much more slam dunk can I get? This is documented. We're talking Cornell University. We're talking Cornell University. Quote, we hope to create complete artificial wombs using these techniques in a few years. Dr. Hung Ching Liu, whatever, probably Illuminati, of Cornell University, Center for Reproductive Medicine and Infertility, women with damaged uteruses and wombs will be able to have babies for the first time. What a liar. And let me tell you why. Man, these people tick me off awful bad. Because I know that their plan extends itself, as Dr. Brock Chisholm said, after the agitator of the Illuminati will proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, and yellow races together. And this experiment has been carried out on a large scale. And Dr. Brock Chisholm advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. See, the whole idea is to get all religions gone, sovereignty gone, races gone, so everybody is on the same sheet of music as a new world order. So they have to create chaos to bring that order. Now, the next step of the diabolical plan, I quote, would be to render the masses docile and obedient to their masters, and this is to be accomplished by mass medication. Quote, experiments along these lines have been conducted extensively since the year 1900, as was told previously, unquote. Quote, fluoridation fits perfectly in this phase of the conspiracy, unquote. Now, let's go here to Dr. Hung Ching Lao, or whatever his name is, about Cornell. Cornell is a member of the Council of National the Council of Foreign Relations, by the way. Yeah, it is. It's a member of the Illuminati and Tavistock. Yeah. Artificial wombs by the year 2025. Oklahoma State University, Dr. Scott Gefland, or whatever, says, quote, some feminists even say artificial wombs mean men could eliminate women from the planet and still perpetrate our species. Unquote. Well, now back to their agenda. Quote, the increase of the world's population is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers which will result from unrestricted births. Despite the fact that starvation and the want are brought about by diabolical methods and controls. Continuing quote, the king despot, Antichrist, will decide how many human beings are required to serve the state. His efficiency experts, Tavistock, will advise him how many of each type of human being will be born. Selected males, picked for their mental and physical features, will father the human race by means of artificial insemination. Family, this is 1955. I'm reading you right now. 1955. It's about 50, 60 years ago. Are you shocked? Continuing, they will father the human race by means of artificial insemination. Women who've been specially selected will be used as human incubators. Extensive experiments have already been carried out behind the Iron Curtain in this field of science for the past 37 years. That means 37 minus 1950s since the 1920s. Right? Uh-huh. Well, they tell you in these articles that they expect to do this for the next 20, 30 years. Scientists predict the research could produce an animal womb by the year 2020 and a human model by early 2030s. What a bunch of liars. At Cornell, they've been doing this as far back as 1920. So for a century, they've been working on this. Slam dunk. Busted them. You see. And their target date is the year 2025. But I'm sure that's a coincidence. This is not science fiction. This has already been done. Now when they bring it to you publicly, actually, quote, as the science matures, over a century later, right? People would freeze eggs and sperm in their teen years when they're more physically fit, then create children later when ready for a family. Artificial wombs may sound radical, but people already donate eggs and sperm to create life in the lab, bring it to term in a surrogate mother. Let me tell you the real story. The demonic realm occupies bodies as it did in the days of Noah. So that energy is never destroyed, but it's just passed on. It's called possession, avatars, chalice. Okay. So when the body gets old, when they no longer can extend the body for a lengthy period of time, because God put a limit to it, right? Uh-huh. So that energy doesn't die. So when another body is cloned, continuously, this is their idea of living forever. Not reincarnation, family, but incarnation. That's why you get your movie stars who are the same bloodline and may have lived before. It's not reincarnation. It's incarnation of demonic entities into a body they've cloned out. Now you got it? That's something they don't want you to know. I just told you. And right here is the evidence. It's clear cut. They're telling you right here, Cornell University is a slap dab, smack dab, Tavistock right beside their nose hairs. Evil to the core. And Japan's right in the middle of it. Say goodbye to Japan. It's going to sink. God will not let none of this happen. You can count on it. They keep messing around and messing around. God's going to say, that's it. That's enough. And then judgment is coming down upon this earth like no human could ever imagine in the history of mankind. Only reason God's holding back all this is that people have the opportunity to preach the gospel in the four corners of the world. That everybody have the opportunity to hear the gospel and make their decision. And once that last decision has been made, stand by for the tribulations, because they are coming. So the bottom line is for you to me to show you in my broadcast exactly how Satan operates. So you'll see it's real. And then accept Jesus as your Savior. And when you've done that, then you go to others and do the same thing. And they do that, and then they go to others and they do the same thing before that time comes of the day of the Lord. When that happens, and those that set up with reprobate mind, Freemasons, it's too late. Because God will blind you to the truth. He will blind you to the truth. He will not let you learn the truth because you turned away too much. Man, you do not want to be set up with a reprobate mind. You do not want that at all. If you turn to Deuteronomy 28, 31, and 47, your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, while your eyes shall look on and yearn for them continually, but there shall be nothing you can do, because you did not serve the Lord your God. Family, the Bible, the King James Bible, is not a history book. The King James Bible is a chronicle of man's history, man's present, and man's future. And the Bible is mostly about future, not the past. The Bible has nothing but prophecy in it and some history. That's why they tried to put that trash called the Apocrypha in the middle of it to say, well, this is a kind of a middle thing. The Jesuits had two Jesuits that infiltrated into the 47 translators, and they couldn't do anything with it. They were watched continually, so they couldn't corrupt the King James Bible and the progress from 1604 to 1611. So toward, they had to wait. So they waited to 1610, right before 1611, somewhere there. And they insisted that, look, you got to put this is the Apocrypha, this is history. So put it in the middle of the Old and New Testament. This is a kind of a connecting history. Well, in 1885, they said, what's this doing here? Let's take it out. And they took the Apocrypha out, as they should have. They couldn't interspace it throughout the Bible because it wasn't canon. It wasn't inspired by God at all, the Apocrypha, or the Septuagint. It's junk. The King James Bible is a pure, inspired word of God from God to righteous men. 40 of them in 66 books. Right there is the only true word of God you got and can be proven. And it's telling you what's happening. Because you're sure not going to get it in the schools. Because the schools are built on humanism. You got my point now? I don't know if today I've been all over the page or not, but it's all connected. Today, so in 28:32, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given to another people, and then I shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. He'll turn us over to a reprobate, to a country that doesn't even know his name. Right now, we're on borrowed time. And this teaching of humanism has crept into our lives since the day we were born. And family, I guess, you know, this, the idea is when you take control of your family once and for all. And if enough people would do that, then you'd have control and your children would be back at you. But right now, they've divided each culture into a different, Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z, whatever, to study that their progress. And when they can do these activities, like Colorado or like Beaufort, South Carolina, how well it be accepted or not. To control us. Until the time it comes, they can call it. And then step it up another pace. You know, let's see, there's something else I wanted to cover here today. And we got about 20 more minutes to go. Your communist goals for 1963 tells you some of the details. But one thing I want you to know is no matter what they do, they have lost this already. No matter what else I say, no one can defeat the creator of this universe. It's not possible. So I don't want to have a fear-mongering kind of broadcast and leave y'all saying, oh, then what can we do? Family, what you can do is take Jesus as your Savior and know that judgment is coming upon the wicked. That's God's business. Ours is simply to spread the gospel until the time comes that we're called home. That's it. And God don't have a Federal Reserve. He ain't going to come here with his saints and angels with currency or credit cards from heaven. The predominant religion in the country has been creeping in or barging in since 1837. 1887, the education became corrupted, controlled by the humanist movement. Communist infiltration, the same thing as humanism. American churches was 1887. But it goes back 50 years. Family goes back to Nimrod. This is when Massachusetts State Senator Horace Mann, he succeeded in seeing his landmark education bill become law in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And before that even, the Massachusetts schools were decentralized and locally funded. And what that meant was locally funded meant locally controlled. But the deeply held values of parents and ministers was taught during the hours in which the school children were in class. Horace Mann's bill, and I talked about him yesterday, consolidated state control over the schools in Massachusetts. And what they did, they embarked upon a brave experiment, and according to them, under Mann's influence, and later on it would be John Dewey, American Father of Education, in the early 20th century, early 1900s, a minimum school year of 6 months was mandated by an act passed in 1839. So they had compulsory education off and running then. See, Horace Mann lived at a time when political and technological revolutions were being ushered in the new dawn of the age of human welfare. And Mann, who's turned out to be a humanist, he wanted to accelerate the agenda of the Almighty. And to accomplish that, he believed the nation needed new enabling institutions, especially public schools. And one of his visions, is in a quote that I acquired some time before, was that what the church had been for medieval man, the public school must now become for Democrat and rational man. And they linked together democratic with liberalism. Conservatism's no better. It sets up the wars. Liberalism sets up the communist. And they both work together. This is how Satan has been operating all along. It's very complicated, but very controlled by secret societies. And it's been going all the whole time, man. I find it in the study of it just absolutely fascinating. But then I realize up close and personal how it's affected our lives in virtually everything we've done. And myself, I'm kind of rebellious in nature. Always have been. So when I found out I was being manipulated, I said, well, I'm going to go against it. So then I turned around the other way. And that's what I'm doing right now. And I never thought I'd become a broadcaster. As last thing as a Marine, I never thought I'd ever do or anti-terrorist, you know, advisor or whatever. One of the last things I expected to do. But family, we don't have much time. And so the point of me bringing all this up is to show you how close that they're coming to fruition of their plans. In the humanist movement, Dr. Murray Norris, Weep for Your Children, clarified it like this. It's okay to lie. It's okay to steal. It's okay to have premarital sex. It's okay to cheat. It's okay to kill. If these things are part of your own value system and you've clarified these values for yourself, unquote. Family, that's a humanist idea. This is the religion of the Antichrist that fits our world today. And they've had to chip away at each 10 years of the generation of children to test it, chip away, test it, chip away, to head toward the humanist idea and ideology. By carefully plotted education, politics, religion, etc. Now that quotation from Dr. Norris's book of Weep for Your Children is an explanation by Erica Carlisle of Sidney Simon's Values Clarification. And these values are taught to children beginning in kindergarten. Sometimes preschool care centers use the TA for TOTS and through the 12th grades for the public schools as well as many private church schools. Federal government funds many of the humanist programs which propagate these values. That's why they keep you as parents busy, working, families separated, divided, at odds with each other, make divorce easy, make marriage difficult. Man, it's working. See, you understand what I'm saying here? They plan this out in councils, committees, objectives. All right, let's put it forth. You ready to go do it? Let's go do it. You're going to hire the ACLU? Okay, you're going to get that kid to go do the whatever he's going to do? Right, all right. Have them go to this is what's going on. And they're going to say something like, we have a problem with Dr. Jones up at the hospital. We're trying to get inside the hospital to do this, that, and the other. And we got a problem with him. He's one of these Christians, born again. Oh, one of those. Okay. All right. So they'll form a task group to focus on this Dr. Jones. And they will study his life. They will follow him around. They'll find out what makes him tick. And they have what's called a black book. Quote, a book in which the directors of international conspiracy kept a record of the private lives of influential people, together with a detailed report of their characteristics, faults, and failings. And this information is used to persuade people into doing the bidding of the conspirators, either because of the fear of exposure or for the sake of obtaining more luxury material rewards. Unquote. Red Fog of America, William G. Carr, 1955. If it's really important, and this legislator, this president, this corporate leader, or whatever he is really a significant pillar of the society, he's causing them problems. They have another option here. It's called a nihilist. Quote, the executioners used by all conspirators who aspire to control of a world dictatorship, history reveals that these assassins are to be found in all classes of society, and they try, if possible, to make the murders they commit look like accidents, suicides, or natural deaths, unquote. Now you got the reality. That's what really happens. So if you got a general that's being really hardcore, I'm not going to let this happen kind of thing, like Patton, they're going to take him down. This is the real world of the humanist agenda. As for the greater good, according to them. You see what happens? But they lose. If the parents were out there telling their kids, you get your little homesick butt back into Denver, Colorado school and do it now, or you'll not be able to use a car for the next 30 days, or not the computer either, and your little phone, I'm going to have it shut off. You wouldn't have any kids out there doing their marches that they don't even know why they're out there for. You see what I'm talking about? When you find out that from the school, hey, Mom, you say, yes, son, they're going to have some kind of vaccination or something next week. Oh, really? Or, you know what they're teaching us today? And the mom is going to say, what, honey? Pass the biscuits. They're teaching us how to do sex. They what? Yeah, they brought this little rubber thing and nothing, and they had this other looking thing they did. Oh, You understand what I'm talking about here without going into too much detail? But parents are too busy. Humanists say, first, we believe that traditional dogmatic or authoritarian religions that place revelation, God, ritual, or creed above human needs and experience do a disservice to the human species. As non-theists, we begin with humans, not God, nature, not deity. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves, unquote. That's being taught in your schools. It's not a problem, right? No problem? Third, we affirm that moral values derive their source from human experience. Ethics is autonomous and situational. Needing no theological or ideological sanctions, we strive for the good life here and now. Fifth, although science can account for the causes of behavior, the possibilities of individual freedom of choice exist in human life and should be increased. Where's the laws, rules, and morals? Sixth, in the area of sexuality, we believe that intolerant attitudes, unduly repressed sexual conduct, the right to birth control, abortion, divorce should be recognized. Individuals should be permitted to express their sexual proclivities and pursue their lifestyles as they desire. Hey, New Agers, they're going to let all the felons out of prison. Now, you think the prisons work to make the psychos and the perverts and the murderers going to be better people when they're let out of prison, when the prisons are closed down? And they will, as I showed you all yesterday. They're going to close all prisons down. So you New Agers, be careful what you wish for is coming down your way. Because all those felons will be on the street, because what they do is their learning experience. It's that karma thing going on. I'm sure you won't mind a little karma here and there. Now, personally, I like karma on my ice cream. But you can do the karma you want, all you want. I don't agree with that at all. Because it could be knocking on your door. They don't believe in Christ consciousness. They don't believe in sitting around a campfire saying kumbaya, cooking on marshmallows. That's not in their plan. Y'all see what's coming? Seventh, a full range of civil liberties includes a recognition. Includes a recognition of an individual's right to die with dignity, euthanasia, and the right to suicide. Unquote. Now, y'all don't mind that, do you now? You don't mind if your child can go ahead and kill themselves and you can't do anything about it? Does that bother anybody at all? Because that's being done and put in legislation in Oregon. And you have a lot of witchcraft in Oregon. And don't you know that they're doing rituals to get this bill passed? They've been trying to pass it since 1994. Well, they've passed it in Belgium. It's done. So when they have individual in the international rights of the child, which was ratified in 1990, America didn't sign it, but America does sign it. The United Nations will control your children, and they'll have their right to die with dignity, euthanasia, and the right to suicide. Now, when they're on psychotropic drugs, marijuana, Ouija board, all that sort of thing, it's going to go way past having disabilities and right to die. You ever heard of mass suicide from satanic origin before? Does Jim Jones come to mind? Y'all better start praying in every state. The idea is to get as many blessed, born again, before this thing hits. To extend it. But number seven is slam dunk. I've been talking about this for months. And right there it is in writing. 8th, we extend participatory democracy to the family. People are more important than decalogues, rules, prescriptions, or regulations. The decalogue is the Ten Commandments. Ooh. Now you know why they're trying to get rid of the Ten Commandments in Oklahoma and other places, don't you? 9th, the separation of church and state and the separation of ideology and the state are imperatives. 12th, we deplore the division of humankind on nationalistic grounds. We have reached a turning point in human history where the best option is to transcend the limits of national sovereignty and to move toward the building of a world community. And we look to the development of a system of world law, world order, based upon transnational federal government. So does the marches in Colorado with the kids against that conservative group. See, the conservative group works for the Illuminati. The kids and their parents are agreed with working for the Illuminati. Both sides work for the Illuminati. So conservative group, yeah, you got your group ready to go into that Colorado? Yeah, we got. Okay, what day are you going to go on? Oh, this day, this past week. All right, you got your kids ready to go? Yeah, we got a few, but we got 100 of them. Okay, make sure you all, they coordinate it. That's what I'm telling you all about. It's orchestrated, planned as an operation to fool you and manipulate you. It's not some benevolent group of conservatives saying we're going to teach patriotism. It's already been taught in there. But they picked that school. It's not just a group of kids getting together at the student union or after school. You know what they're trying to teach us is patriotism? We don't want that. Getting together and just... No, this is orchestrated. It's a fraud. It's bogus. You know, the United States Supreme Court at one time legalized abortion, birth control, commonly practiced, divorce has reached a 50% mark, gay rights, child rights, vigorously pushed, suicide, infanticides are commonplace, laws have broken with immunity, family, Satan is picking up steam. And it's based on the Humanist Manifesto. It's not Islam. Islam is just another fall guy. Is it evil? Sure. But how about the KKK? I'm a Baptist and I work with the KKK. You ever going down there to lodge? We're going to burn some flags and burn some crosses and kill a few people. No big deal. No. Christian identity, all the same old thing. Man, it's not about culture. They do it on both sides. Aslan for the Mexicans, KKK, Christian identity for the white folk. And you got the black Muslims and the black Panthers for the black folk. They make sure each group has its own. Oh, and for the Muslims, it's got the Muslim Brotherhood. For the Jews, it's got the Zionist movement. You see a little bit of commonality here? Uh-huh. How about that? Baha'i Birth, ADL, ACLU, NAACP, Oath Keepers, Tea Party, and some of them don't even know they're being used. Have no idea. Wake up, family. Jesus Christ is the only truth you want to get. That's it. No pastor, preacher, school, country, four walls of the church, none of it but Jesus. He's in your heart. They can't take that away. He's there to stay as long as you take him. And acknowledge the sin. You got to let that pride go. Pray to your family members. Teach your children. Stand together in your school board. Stand together in your state. But that time's coming when the door is going to shut. And you do not want to be on the other side of that door. And these pastors and preachers and rabbis and popes and priests, they better get off the stick and get back on with what's really going on, because they're going to be the first ones to get burned. Crispy. Family, got to go. Let you all, We got Bible study tonight, 8 to 9. Where'd the time go? Hello. And 8 to 9 Bible study tonight. And Monday, 4 to 6. Monday night, 9 to 11. Hit the ground running. All goes well. I'll have some, hopefully I may have a visitor, a guest or two. I'm going to try that maybe next week or week. It's hard to say. We'll see. And I'm going to try some new things, I think, next couple of weeks. But family, the idea is to let you all know how it's really being done and let you know that they've lost already. But the idea is not to lose more than we have to, because God, when he trusts you, will bring people to you that you can witness to them and pray with them to bring so they'll accept Jesus as their Savior. That's the body. It's not about saving America. It's not about saving Republic and all that stuff. God's not going to have flags. Satan's not going to have flags. There's no such thing as national sovereignty. It's about who you're with, God or Satan. That's the bottom line. It's done. That's it. That's the bottom line. Judgment is coming for sure. Only question is when. You see? Lead your children, your family, back to God. Renounce the blood oath of Freemasonry. Get out of there. Today, don't waste time. Seek Jesus Christ. Family, I got to go. We're played up at highportradio.net. We have, he just randomly plays our broadcast and Bible studies, John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he has sponsors up there in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And we appreciate him playing and broadcasting our broadcast and Bible studies. And also my website, watchmenforjesus.com. I've got my archives there, some studies I've done. Also Facebook. We're up to now 5,048 and moving up fast. And the idea is to get the truth out. And have a great weekend. God bless y'all. And we'll see y'all either tonight, Bible study, or Monday, 4 o'clock. Hit the ground running. Have a great night, great weekend. God bless y'all. It's Tom Gamble. It's your Watchman, signing out.
Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.